Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Tim Clinton. Thank you so much for listening today to Family Talk, a radio production of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit about our growing ministry here. This new institute is continuing Dr. Dobson's life work by fighting for marriages and families. It's no secret that our Christian values are under attack, and we must stand up for righteousness and biblical truth unashamedly. We believe this new institute is doing just that. I urge you, take a moment, would you, to learn more at the DobsonFamilyInstitute.com. DobsonFamilyInstitute.com. Aside from our Family Talk broadcast, there are three other divisions through which we're continuing this legacy of work. The first one is our educational partnerships with colleges and universities to encourage the next generation. Secondly is the Dobson Policy Center. It keeps you informed on how the political arena influences the family. And lastly is our online collection of all of Dr. Dobson's work in the Dobson Digital Library. We're excited here at JDFI for this expansion. We hope you'll partner with us. Go to DobsonFamilyInstitute.com and discover more about each of these divisions, maybe how you can be a part. Thanks for standing with us, and thanks for being a friend of the family.
Today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk. This is a division of the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm your host, Dr. James Dobson, and we have a very interesting program for you today. We're going to hear the recorded words of one of my good friends, the Honorable Michelle Bachmann. You probably know that she served most recently in the United States House of Representatives. She had a great impact on the Congress and on America during that time, and she still does today. She served on behalf of Minnesota's 6th Congressional District. She also served in the Minnesota State Senate and in the United States Treasury Department. And then in 2012, she ran for the Republican presidential nomination. Well, I tell you personally that I think she would have made a good president, and perhaps she yet will be. Michelle is an intelligent and highly educated woman. She holds a bachelor's degree and a master's degree of law degree. She's also a Juris Doctor, and she and her husband, Dr. Marcus Bachmann, have been friends to Shirley and me for many years. The presentation you're about to hear was recorded at our annual donor event last fall, and she was the hit of the event, I can tell you that. So we're going to let you hear that recorded presentation now, and hang on to your hat.
Thank you, Jim. Great job. And I just wanted to ask one question. Are you tired of winning yet?
I don't think we're ever going to get tired of winning. I think when I look back over the last 70 years and I think of Christendom in the United States and the most influential, consequential people that there are, for my book on the people that have impacted me most, it would have to be easily Billy Graham, obviously. My husband was saved by watching a Billy Graham a crusade. He came up from the barn one night about 9 o'clock, and his mom had a crusade on, and he got on his knees and gave his life to Christ right in the living room in front of the TV, as so many people have. Very consequential individual. I think for me personally also, Francis Schaeffer was one of the most consequential people in my own life in the last 70 years. For what he brought to the realm of philosophy and the Christian influence on philosophy. And from there, then, it would have to be Jim Dobson. That would be the three top people in the last 70 years in the United States. And you're going strong. And I love the name, Dr. Dobson Family Institute. That is a great name and a great brand. Thank you for what you've done with that name. And if you think back to the years when Ronald Reagan was president of the United States, you might remember when he went into Russia And he asked specifically for the release of the refuseniks, the Jewish Russians who were being held in gulags. He had the names written down, and he quietly handed this slip of paper. And he wasn't going to have any discussion until they were released. That message sent a louder message than perhaps anything else the president said to the Russians, because it said to them, every life matters to this president. And he will go to the wall for the individual, not just for a regime, not just for the money that can be made in a regime, but for the individual human life. It spoke volumes. We are living in the golden time in the United States of America. Israel is living in the golden time for the Jewish state of Israel. Never in the history of Israel, going back all the way to ancient times, has Israel ever had the level of freedom and security and peace and prosperity and growth that they are experiencing right now. In large part, the current events, because of Donald Trump, has helped lead to that level of security and safety for the Jewish people in the Jewish state. Here in the United States, just consider that within not only our lifetime, but within the course of the history of the United States, never before has a people group, now think of this, in 5,000 years of recorded human history, there has never been a people group like those of us who are the rich beneficiaries here in the United States that have lived under a freer society, a more economically robust society, with greater levels of educational attainment that have ever been given, with greater access to travel than has ever been known in history, with unlimited, virtually unlimited access to all forms of knowledge. That's just a few of the things we have, let alone the finest medical care ever given. And I defy any other nation to put its system of health care up against the system of the United States. When you think of our doctors, our medical education, our nurses, our hospitals, the drugs that we have been able to create, the medical devices that we have been able to create, there's literally been nothing like it, so that our lives have been prolonged to levels that people couldn't see. The quality of our lives that have been prolonged to levels that we couldn't see. We are seeing medical breakthroughs every 6 months that no one could imagine. They even think we had heard all about the devastation of all Alzheimer's. There is money being poured into Alzheimer's research, and hopefully we will see not just palliative care, but a cure for Alzheimer's even within our lifetime. All of this is happening in the United States because we are free. And that freedom rests on something that doesn't get talked about very often. It rests upon Western civilization and the values of Western civilization. And the very foundation stone of Western civilization is Jesus Christ himself. That is the pivotal rock of all of the history of the United States. I've listened to Bob McEwen give fabulous speeches all across the United States, particularly in Washington, D.C., where he goes through the gift that the founders gave every one of us. That gift has borne much fruit. It was born out of suffering, but it was also born out of the fervent prayers of a faithful people. Many of you have been in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol, and you have seen the faithful pilgrims as they are kneeling on the docks as they're about to leave under the prayers of their pastor, John Winthrop. And as he is praying for them, the Bible is open, and the pilgrims are beseeching Almighty God for what they knew would be a treacherous voyage. But written on the sail, the next time you go in, look at the sail. On the sail, it says, God with us. Emmanuel. They didn't go alone. When they got on the ship, they went with God with us. That was their message. That's what they brought to this nation. Their suffering, their faithfulness, unlike any other background. Jamestown didn't have that. It was this little tiny band of 102 faithful believers, half of whom perished the first year that they were here. That faithful band sought to live out in a biblical way for generations yet unborn. If you haven't read Bradford's Journal of Plymouth Plantation, you must read that book, because Governor Bradford wrote and cataloged the experience of these believers and what it was that they were trying to do and what they were trying to bring about. Do you know that they brought about the greatest and longest period of peaceful race relations in the United States? 50 years of peaceful race relationships with what were some of the most violent Native American tribes in the area where they lived. But they lived out a sold-out life to Jesus Christ. And out of that love that they expressed to the people, the Indians in turn showed love back. In fact, Indians even, some of them, when they died, left their inheritance to the pilgrims, because they saw the pilgrims literally poured out their lives for them as they shared the gospel with them and literally changed this nation. You see, that history, almost every one of you in this room knows. You know it because you came out of a period of time in American history, in America's public schools, when we weren't afraid to know the truth of our heritage. We weren't afraid to name our founders as heroes. And we weren't afraid to talk about the God who made us and his benefits that he gave from generation to generation. Faithfully, we handed the baton from generation to generation to generation. Even as recently as the 1990s, that baton was being handed on to the generations. There was a massive change that happened in the early 1990s in America's public schools. This is not public school bashing. I attended America's public schools. But in the early 1990s, federal legislation passed that changed all that. It changed our schools away from local control into the federal takeover of America's public schools. Well, it didn't matter what the American people thought. You see, Washington, D.C. knew better, and so they changed it, and boy, did they ever. From 1993 on, the ACT tests and the SAT tests were changed. Prior to that, you could compare all of the scores from one year upon year, and so you could see how America's schools were faring, and they were going downhill precipitously. It was all changed in 1993. Why? From the lips of an educator from the United States Department of Education, who was trying to explain to educators all across the United States what was happening in America's public schools. From her mouth, she said this: what is changing in America's public schools is that we are moving away from and rejecting passing on knowledge, facts, and information. And instead, we are going to be informing with attitudes, values, and beliefs. Attitudes, values, and beliefs that had nothing to do with that biblical godly heritage that the pilgrims so carefully, through blood and sweat and toil and suffering, laid down. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal. That's what you need to know. The school's changed. And all of the fights that we fight every day, we all have so many things that we care about. Thank God. The unborn, the economy, race relations. You think of it. All of that has changed and been impacted because every single one of these battles and every single one of these fights is going to continue until we figure this out in the public schools, because over 90% of Americans are coming through that system. They aren't waiting until they get into higher ed to be brainwashed. They're brainwashed with social justice manuals beginning in preschools now in the United States. In Portland, Oregon, for instance, I was reading an article. There were 2,500 social justice warrior manuals sent to the school teachers in the Portland school system so that every course would be infused with teaching preschool, kindergarten, and on up the principles of social justice warriors. And we wonder when we turn on the news why we're seeing all of this unhinged, bordering on violent, and in fact, in some cases, violent activity. It's because that is the lessons plan. That is exactly what they're being taught. This is an issue. And it's an issue that we neglect to our peril. Common Core is the government takeover of local public schools. This is one thing that I believe needs to be pushed to the front burner, because every single year, another class of socialists is pushed out into the American economy. And it is really tough to pull them back in, because think of what's going on. It is deception that is being transferred from now from grade to grade to grade. A deception the likes of which we have never seen. We are living in a civil war right now. It isn't that it's coming. We're living in it. It is two worlds. One is a world of deception. And you hear it every night on the news. 92% of all stories about President Trump are negative stories. It's pile on, pile on, pile on. And so again, now think about the under 40 crowd. This is what they have been taught going on year after year after year from the social justice manuals. So it doesn't take much when you are denied knowledge, the true knowledge of America's history, when you're denied knowledge on free market economics, when you're denied knowledge on who America's heroes are and who the bad guys are. It's not that tough to see that you could persuade a mob, so to speak, to very quickly move into behavior that we could never imagine before. This is a real issue that we have to deal with. I'll close with this because I know my time is over. I was speaking on a cruise up in Canada, and invited on this cruise was a rock and roll guy. And I got to know his girlfriend first. We were both brought to the ship at the same time. And it kind of looked like Yoko Ono and John Lennon. I mean, that's kind of what it looked like. And so we just started talking when we were standing there. And she was a girlfriend of this guy, but they're living together. And he had his adult son with him. And, you know, we were just talking. Very nice, very pleasant. The next day, she kept telling me, you know, you kind of have an aura about you. You kind of have the goddess thing going for you. And I said, you know, do you want to talk for a couple minutes? And I said, just have a seat right here, right in front of the bursar's office on the cruise. And I shared with her salvation and the gospel. And I told her, you know, God is not partial. What he does for one, he does for all. You can have the peace that passes understanding. You can know the God who created you. Would you like to pray with me right now? Because I've sinned and you've sinned. We've all sinned. But you can be in eternity forever. And I shared that with her. And she prayed with me. And she went home, and I downloaded the Bible app, that YouVersion thing, you know, and I put it on New Living Translation, and I said, here's John, the book of John. Go back, read the book of John. This is where you want to start. We'll talk while we're here on this cruise. She took it back, and she showed it to her rock and roll boyfriend that night, and they started reading the book of John. The next day, her boyfriend came up to me, and he said, could I talk to you? And so we talked, and he said, you know, I read the book of John with my girlfriend last night, and he said, I've been a Mormon. I've rejected it. I'm nothing. I don't believe in anything. But he said, can I just talk to you about faith? And I said, absolutely. And so pretty soon his adult son came over and we sat down and we talked through what all of it meant, what salvation meant, what counting the cost meant. And when we were done, I said, would it be okay with you if I pray with you? Would you like to pray to receive Jesus Christ? He said yes, and his son said yes. So we prayed. We prayed for salvation for them right then and there. And that is not necessarily what I do. But this is a golden time. It is the time to not be on defense. Those days are over. This is the time to be on offense. And so I firmly believe if we pray, if we engage, if we vote, we have it at the Lord's grace and mercy to experience this golden time, expand the kingdom beyond our wildest imagination. Because Franklin Graham said something in August. Jim, I think you were there. Shirley, I think you were there. He said, you know, at some point this is going to end. This is going to end. Somebody else is going to win the White House. And he said, and I'm concerned when that day happens that we may not ever get this golden time back again. We may not. He didn't mean it to be a downer. He meant it to be a watchword and encouragement and an energizer for all of us, that we had best not be indifferent. We had best not be apathetic. We had best be about our Father's business. And that's what I have always loved about Dr. Jim Dobson and about his lifelong ministry, because he's always been about his Father's business, and we're not done yet. God bless you.
This is Roger Marsh, and you've been listening to the Honorable Michelle Bachmann here on Family Talk. Her speech represents the frustration and ruthless persecution Christians face in America today. However, as she pointed out, believers must continue to seek God's face in these trying times. Learn more about Michelle Bachmann's life and illustrious political career on our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. You can also order a CD copy of this presentation as well. Simply call 877-732-6825, and a member of our team will be happy to assist you. Again, that number is 877-732-6825. Are you tired of missing our broadcasts as you go about your day? Well, we have a tool that will help you catch our daily programs anytime. Go to drjamesdobson.org and click the Family Talk Radio Stations button under the broadcast menu. Once you're there, you'll see our entire network of radio affiliates on an easy-to-use interactive map. Simply click onto your home state to see when Dr. Dobson is on the airwaves near you. Stop randomly spinning the dial, hoping to find Family Talk. Visit drjamesdobson.org and take advantage of our helpful station finder feature. Thanks so much for joining us today, and thank you also for your faithful support of this ministry. Generous donations from listeners just like you allow us to continue fighting for marriages and families all over the world. Learn how you can stand with us by visiting drjamesdobson.org or by calling 877-732-6825. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for a thought-provoking message from Pastor John MacArthur. You won't want to miss what he has to say coming up next time right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Tim Clinton, Executive Director of the James Dobson Family Institute. Our ministry here exists to honor the Lord through ministering to today's families and marriages all over the world. We couldn't accomplish that, however, without your support. And as the JDFI, the James Dobson Family Institute, continues to grow, we need your help. Visit us, will you do that, at drjamesdobson.org or call us toll-free at 877-732-6825. Stand with us and fight for righteousness and culture.
We live under a representative form of government. Unfortunately, not enough of us take the time to let our representatives know how we really feel about issues that concern us.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Letters and phone calls to our local officials, representatives, and senators do make a difference, and they certainly need to hear from us. Let me offer a few ideas that may help in making your letter the most effective it can be. First, be brief and restrict each letter to one subject or one piece of legislation. This makes it easier for the person you're writing to respond and for their staff to organize correspondence. If the letter is about a specific bill, identify it by name and number. Second, make your letter personal. Form letters and postcards do have a place, but personal letters get more attention. Describe how the proposed bill or course of action would affect you or your family or your community. Give the essential background information as well. And third, remember that elected officials receive thousands of letters of complaint and very few positive responses. If someone you've elected to serve you says or does something that you like, respond with a quick thank you note of appreciation. And by all means, remember this. Democracy works best when the people make their wants and wishes known.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.